Chalav per Gimel, Mishnah Tes, 3-9. Kiyotzi bo, says the Mishnah, the same kind of principle that we set up before in the previous Mishnah regarding taking challah from a mixture of challah, obligated and no longer obligated, those would apply if you have a mixture of, let's say, we'll have two cases here, both of fruits, either olives or grapes, that are a mixture of olives with olives, or olives with, or grapes with grapes, where some of the olives are obligated in tithe and some aren't. So how do we tithe the mixture, or same with the grapes? And the kind of answer will be the same, which is, if you can get a clean batch outside and do all the tithing from that clean batch, which is all obligated, you can take the obligations for the clean batch along with the mixture. And if not, you'll have to tithe the whole mixture. Details now we see in the Mishnah. It says, Kiyotzebo, the same thing applies if you have Zeisei Masik Shnis Arvu Im Zeisei Nikof. Again, it's a min bamino mixture. You have olives that are mixed together. Zeisei Masik are regular harvested olives that belong to the farmer. They get mixed up with Zeisei Nikuf. Those are olives that were left for the poor, let's say as Peah, for argument's sake. So those are exempt from, if you recall, Peah, etc., is exempt from the tithing requirements. So that being the case, you wouldn't need to take Trumas and Maisers from those Zeisei Nikuf, but they get mixed up together, so you have to tithe just some of it. How do you do that? Or similarly, if you have Inve Batzir, Im Inve Olelos, you have some grapes that were regular Inve Batzir, just harvested grapes that are owned by the farmer, which needs to get tithed appropriately. Im Inve Olelos, with grapes that are exempt from tithing requirements. Olelos, you recall, again from Maseches Peah, are those grapes that grew on a misshapen cluster where there's no natef and katef. There's no drop at the bottom and no like shoulder shaping of the sprigs on top. So those misshapen olelos are to be left for the poor, separate mitzvah to itself, and are exempt in tithing requirements. But let's say someone pulled them off and now you've got unidentifiable grapes which were olelos and therefore exempt, but get mixed up with your other grapes which are chayv. So what do you do? Same as the previous Mishnah, im yesh lo parnasa mamakom acher, if you have resources from elsewhere, so for example, you have some other grapes which are totally obligated in tithing, or you have other olives which are totally obligated in tithing in a regular way, then motz lefi cheshbon, then it's easy. Just do the math of how much total grapes you need to tithe, both from the clean batch and as well as the components in the mixture, and tithe from the clean batch on behalf of both, and everything's going to be A-OK and simple enough. True, this is actually not that simple, because, like I said in the previous Mishnah, you need to make sure that the obligation that applies to your commingled batch is the same as your obligation in the clean batch, unadulterated batch, which would mean that in the event that the majority of the grapes were chayev and just a few olelos got mixed in, so then the batch still has a chiyuv d'oraisa because the rove still has to be tithed. Then it's pretty easy. You just get other grapes and from that clean batch take for both piles. But if you have a minority, let's say for example, the majority of the grapes in the mix were exempt and a minority were obligated. So now really, mid'oraisa is bitul b'rov, and those grapes that had to be tithed are now lost in the mix, and mid'oraisa are exempt from tithing. So you'll need to get from somewhere else, a clean batch of grapes, but a clean batch of grapes that only have a chiyav midor rabbanon to tithe. You won't be able to use the trick I kind of described in the previous Mishnah of the mathematical trick that because there's no minimum amounts of grapes that need to be tithed, unlike challah where you need to have 43.2 eggs. So you'll have to find a source of rabbinically tithable or subject to rabbinic tithes grapes. For example, if the grapes again came from border in countries outside of Eretz Yisrael, Syria, etc., that's rabbinically required. Or if the grapes grew in Atzitz Sheinu Nakuv in a unperforated flower pot, which again only has rabbinic requirements for tithing, etc., one of those kind of solutions. And then you'll take from those grapes on behalf of both themselves and the grapes that are included in the mixture. Fine, but that's easy enough if you have extra grapes. But what if your grape harvest is finished? There's no extra grapes to make a clean, unadulterated batch for taking tithes from. Vim lav, then it depends. Now, if not, then you'll have to take your tithes, of course, from the mixture. But the tithes that need to be taken are four, right? There's Truma Gadola, and then there's Trumas Meiser, as well as Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. So those four, they're not quite the same, because when it comes to the Truma Gadola and Trumas Meiser, the gift that the farmer has to give to the Kohen and the gift the Levi has to give from his Meiser to the Kohen, those are Isser. They're forbidden for a non-Kohen to eat, so you have to get them out. The other two, meaning the Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, or Meiser Ani, if that's what we're talking about in that year. So those are economic obligations, but they're not, according to Rambam, Bartanur, etc., they're not usher to eat themselves. So that being the case, it doesn't really matter so much if you give the economic equivalent to the Levi and say, here is your Meiser Rishon, etc. Even if what you're eating is untithed Meiser Rishon, so what? It doesn't make that big a difference, as long as you set up economically. Settle the score. So that being the case, the mission differentiates between the two that have to be taken out, the Truma and Trumas Meiser, and the Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, which are just economic requirements. And it says, Ve'im lav, if you don't have a source of grapes elsewhere to make a clean batch for tithing, and all you have is this mixture of grapes, some of which are obligated, some of which are exempt, so then, Motzi Truma Trumas Meiser Lakol, you have to take Truma and Trumas Meiser on the, let's say, the 2% for Truma Gadola and the 1% for Trumas Meiser, you have to take that out on the whole mixture. So for just illustrate with numbers to make it clear. Let's say, for example, you have 1,000 grapes in the mix, okay? And 100 of those grapes, let's say, are the obligated ones, that'll be meaning, and 900 are the exempt ones. So that would be Chiv only Medurabanan in that example. So you have 100 grapes that need to be tithed in the mix, but you have 1,000 grapes altogether. So we're saying, listen, when it comes to Truma Gadola, you need to take 2% out. I have to take 2% of the whole mixture out. So 2% not of the 100, but of the 1,000. That being the case, 2% of 1,000 is 20. You have to take 20 grapes out and not just 2 grapes. And same goes with the Trumas Meiser, it's 1%, so you have to take 10 grapes out, not just 1 grape. But Vashaar, meaning when it comes to the Meiser and Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, those are just economic equivalents, so therefore, since of the 100 that you have in there, I'm using round numbers to be simple, of the 100 that you have in there that need to be tithed, 10% needs to go as Meiser Rishon, let's say, so that's just 10. So you can take out 10 out of the 1,000, not 100 out of the 1,000. That's going to be fine. And same goes with the Meiser Sheni. You'll take 10% of, I'll call it the 100, and not 10% of the 1,000. The reason why I sort of waffle there is because you probably realize that that's 10% of what remains. Like, say, for example, from Meiser Sheni to 10% of Meiser Rishon, you give, and then what remains left, you give 10% of what remains as Meiser Sheni, etc., for all these tithes. But let's not go there. It's just making the math complicated for nothing. The principle is certainly clear in the Mishnah, which is that Meiser Rishon Sheni, you can tithe just the mathematical economic requirements, whereas Truma and Truma's Meiser, since we're afraid that you won't pull out the right grapes and they're usser to take, you have to therefore take, we have to do parade it on the entire batch, and then we'll be comfortable that when you take out 2% of the entire mix of 1,000, that you did indeed pull out the requisite 2 grapes they needed to come for the 100.